And so the more you can read, the more you can learn, the more you can grow, the more you can reflect on why you do what you do and how you make decisions, the more effective human being you will actually become.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode on Property Investory, we continue the conversation with Todd Polkey, founder of Thrive Property. With a focus on educating others on property investing, we'll find out how he's built his own portfolio to include 9 properties and discuss the nuts and bolts of the strategy behind this. Polkey initially invested in property after struggling with mental blocks in the earlier years, only to realize that he could have begun his property investment journey much sooner.
I think, you know, we're not really given in life, we're not really given the best financial foundation, right? And the best belief systems when it comes to money and time and success and all those type of things. You know, we often just walk around with this baggage that we tend to carry from one place to the next to us. And I know one of the things for me is that I was taught always growing up was wait your turn, right? It was one of the things I was always told, that you've got to wait your turn. And so, you know, one of the things for me was that I always, as I was going into property investing, I was actually ready to jump into the property market a couple of years, probably before I got there. You know, I was already thinking about it, but at that time I was thinking, oh, well, I'm too young to do it. I kept saying, well, I'm too young. I was only kind of 17, 18 at the time, but I'm too young to buy a property. And by the way, you better wait your turn. That I know for me, that was one of the things that I kept coming up against in various different areas of my life until I identified it. And I would always come up with these excuses. And, you know, it's a common excuse that most people tend to have. You know, I don't have time, I'm so busy, I don't have money, I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, it kind of stopped me from moving forward at the level that I probably could have when I was early on. But again, I had some really, some great gifts of getting some disruptions when I was younger and learning some different things around mindset and psychology, and having some people around me, some influences who really helped shape the belief systems that I have, and even started to develop that point in time. It really did have a huge impact on me.
Some of these influences came from places he never expected, like the coffee shop below the gym where he worked as a personal trainer.
Probably one mentor more than others, and that he was the guy that was speaking on that very first property investment seminar that I actually attended. He was just very down to earth. I just related to him very, very well. And, you know, the information that he shared really just made a huge amount of sense to me. So after that event, you know, I kept going to his events and just hearing the same thing over and over again. You know, I had no money at the time, so I couldn't pay him to start working with me, right? But from a property investment standpoint, I started working with him 6 months after I bought my first property deal. And I literally annoyed the guy. I called him twice a week for the space of 6 months until he made a job for me. And that's how I got started the property investment industry, which is a great strategy for getting a job, by the way. But there was one other one which was very instrumental as well. You know, when I was still personal training, I started reading the books like Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and those type of things. And he speaks a lot around business. And so I started, well, you know, maybe I need to start learning around this. And I started at that point in time understanding that personal training is a business as well. And but underneath the gym that I was working at the time, there was this coffee shop there, which was kind of my local office. And I used to go sit down there all the time. And it was a franchise. And so, you know, Kiyosaki certainly talks about franchises quite often. So I went to actually speak to the manager of the shop there, and so tell me about franchises. Look, I don't know anything about them. Can you talk to me about them? And she said, look, I'm probably not the right person to speak to, but my husband is, because this is what he does. And we organized a coffee, had a bit of a chat, and it turns out he was actually a member of the gym upstairs that I was working at, but he was one of those members that signed up but never went. And so I started swapping coaching with him. So I started personal training him, and he started after our training session. We'd come down and we'd have coffee, and he'd start talking about business and finance with me. And that was a really important arrangement that I made with that mentor at that point in time to start teaching me around different elements through business and finance, and really got me started on this path.
And that was a very good exchange as well too. I mean, it's a win-win for both you and him. You wanted to learn something about finance and he wanted to get fit. So that was awesome.
When you're finding a mentor or people to work with, it's not always about a money exchange, right? It's not always about a money exchange. You've just got to go, well, what do you have of value that this other person might actually find valuable and do an exchange? I think it's a great way to get started, be able to learn some different things and be able to draw off the experiences of others.
The information and advice he learned from these mentors encouraged Polky to look at multiple aspects of property from different angles.
I guess a lot of it was around strategy. I started to develop a lot of my strategy philosophy from listening to him and working with him. That was a lot about it. So it was a very, very critical element. And he just loved and adored property, which is great. He just loved everything about it. And he was so creative in how he would structure deals to put them together. So it really made me start to think outside the box. And I started to look at things that are from a different angle. And that was a very important learning, be able to look at things from multiple different angles and find different ways to really make it far more effective and to be able to twist things and turn them and plug them in a different way to be able to squeeze out different levels of profit. That was a big understanding and a big understanding from working with that particular mentor.
When it comes to Polky's property investing strategy, he believes that there is a purpose for each type of wealth creation vehicle.
So I've got, nine properties in my portfolio at this point in time, where I'm sitting at this point in time. So, I've bought more and traded some back to the marketplace because I'm never about this buy and hold or buy and sell. I'm really about just doing whatever works. That's what my philosophy truly is. And I'll be honest, I'm not just about property. I've invested in multiple businesses and, done a lot of work in shares and trading and Bitcoin and various different areas in my life. So, to me, as much as I love property, in the same breath, I feel it's more of a vehicle than anything else, and it's still my primary wealth creation vehicle. But I like to look at, I look at things very, very unemotionally. And to me, it's what purpose is there to serve. So I can see that different types of properties serve a different type of purpose within the portfolio. And shares might be able to support that in certain ways, and business supports that in certain ways, and even people's jobs support that in certain ways. So to me, it's never about the property. It's actually more about what purpose the property is there to serve within the overall portfolio construct, which can actually create the results that you want in your life.
So what is the purpose that drives him to build his property portfolio?
Be able to create a lot of freedom in my life in various different areas. Being able to have the time freedom and the flexibility to be able to spend with my little girl is one of the greatest gifts I have in my life. I love to experience life at a different level. And what I mean by that, it's not about having lots of stuff. I bought all the nice car and all that type of stuff and then realized that it was never going to fulfill me. So it's not about having a nice car or the nice home or that type of stuff. It's really about experiencing life at the level that you want to experience it by, unlimited by income. And I'm also a very big believer in contribution, very big believer. Over the years, I've had the privilege to be able to support, building multiple schools overseas. And every year I support a girl through her entire year's schooling and education. And to me, I believe that we should make as much money as we possibly can in life. And I think we should handle home base, which is us and our own life. But then we should actually give most of it away to something bigger than ourselves, a cause greater than just us and our lives. Handle home base first, but then how are we here to actually serve the planet and to serve humanity at a different level? That's why I build my portfolio. And part of my purpose is in the education space and what I do. But a big part is actually, there's bigger causes than myself that I really want to look after.
When developing his portfolio of 9 properties, Polky implemented a variety of strategies using a layering technique.
So I've done a range of different property deals, anywhere from, renovation deals. I've done a few of those. I've done subdivisions. I've done some mini developments as well. So I've done various different property deals. But when I'm building up to my portfolio I have now, so much of it has been combining different strategies. So whenever I work with any of my students, and this is what I do on my own portfolio, I focus on having seven different strategies at any point in time, one of which is about what I call financial flow, which is about your personal money management. Because what I find most of all is that most people are leaking money left, right, and center, and they have this mystery of the universe, which I call the backrating money. And I love a quote by Dr. John DeMartini. He says, "Why would you be given more money to manage if you can't manage what you've already got?" And that's a really, really powerful thing, because I've learned that so often that it's not just about how much you make, but it's what you do with what you make that makes a difference. And I've seen that, you know, doctors earning, cosmetic surgeons earning $400,000 a year who are dead set broke. And I've seen single mums on $55,000 a year with two kids at home who have six properties now. And so I know the difference isn't just about how much money you make. I also teach them about the financial fortress strategy, which is all about protecting themselves step by step in their portfolio, because it's not just about how much you make, but what you do with what you make, but it's also about how much you keep. And as I shared in my earlier story where I lost everything, this is something I didn't do early on. So I'm hypersensitive around that.
It's so important, though.
Yeah, it's really important. It's critical. And the other strategies are very quickly, you know, the investment empire, which is all about getting your money working hard for you and what deals you're going to do. The leverage strategy, which is all about your finance strategy and how you can get lending from the banks year after year. The income multiplier strategy, which is all about how you can create multiple streams of income. I'm a big believer in that. And, you know, a tax strategy and also a millionaire mode strategy, which to me is all about if you want to create a very different level of results in your life, then you've got to raise the standard in which you're playing the game of life, and which is all about how you show up on a daily basis. So I always focus on seven different strategies, and it's when we can have a strategy for each area of those life and then layer strategy on top of strategy on top of strategy, that's when we kind of create this wealth snowball effect, which literally becomes unstoppable.
Coming up after the break, find out how you can use Polky's layered strategy when starting out in property investing.
So many people, they go out and they try and get rich quick and, you know, the silver bullet, which is going to solve all their problems in one foul swoop. And it doesn't work. Like, it just doesn't work. You've got to handle the foundation.
How managing his money each week is a personal habit, which has worked for him.
This was once a week, I would set aside an hour in which I would actually consciously go and manage my money.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Western Australia is tipped to be the next property hotspot. If you're looking to invest and build in WA, take advantage of the affordable land market and record build times with Plunkett Homes. Visit propertyinvestory.com/build to find out why they are WA's most established home builder. With over 150 years of experience, Plunkett Homes helps you develop turnkey homes across WA. To get your fixed price demolition or site works and to maximise profits and minimise time, visit propertyinvestory.com/build. And now back to the show. When applying Polky's layering technique at the outset, it's important to grasp the foundation of wealth. And what is this foundation?
I think, I call it handling home base. Like, you've got to handle home base, which is the foundation of your wealth. And so many people, they go out and they try and get rich quick and, you know, the silver bullet, which is going to solve all their problems in one foul swoop. And it doesn't work. Like, it just doesn't work. You've got to handle the foundation. And when I talk about the foundation and handling home base, I'm talking about number one is psychology and the way you think. I think that's the foundation beyond anything. And so the more you can read, the more you can learn, the more you can grow, the more you can reflect on why you do what you do and how you make decisions, the more effective human being you'll actually become, and you can make better decisions moving forward. Because in the end, life is just a series of decisions. The second part of it is all about making sure that you protect yourself. Like, you've got to know, like, if you're going to go out and invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in the property market, then you've got to protect yourself. You've got to have a plan for how you're going to make sure you're looking after yourself, you and your family, and so you're safe, and that you separate your property business from your personal life, which is, you know, your home mortgage and living and things like that. And the third part is just handling your personal finances. You know, it's boring, this stuff, right? Like, you know, creating a budget. Most people find it boring, but it's one of the most powerful things you can possibly do. It's financial empowerment and plugging financial leaks and really taking control of your personal finances. I know for a lot of people is part of the most critical things you can do.
He also believes if you do not change your mindset before investing into property, it would be no different to a lottery winner who doesn't change their financial habits.
Yeah, well, you look at lottery winners, right? So, you know, statistics show that like 95% of lottery winners who win millions of dollars within 3 to 5 years, they're back to exactly where they started or worse off because they kept applying the exact same financial habits and the exact same way of thinking and the exact same financial strategy they have in their life that they were when they were before they won the money. And guess what? Their external results, meaning the money they won, just rewound to who they actually are on the inside. So, yeah, it's not about how much money you make or how much or anything like that. It's what you're, how can you handle that? And what are you able to do with that? How can you be the most effective you possibly can be?
Talking about habits, one that has particularly contributed to Polky's success is allocating time each week to manage his finances.
All wealth and success is a habit. It's all a habit to me. And so, yeah, great question. I can tell you now, one of the most powerful habits that I implemented in my life, I'll share a couple if that's okay. One of the most powerful habits I implemented was having a money night. So this was once a week, I would set aside an hour in which I would actually consciously go and manage my money. And how I would set that night up is that it would be an hour. I wouldn't spend any longer than that. And the first thing I'd do was have a look at my portfolio, have a look at my goals, have a look at my portfolio. So I always realigning myself with what I'm trying to create. I would then look at the previous week and go, well, did all my bills get paid? Did all the income come in from my investments? Like, did everything work out the way it was supposed to? I then look at the current week and go, okay, well, what bills are due to come out? What income is due to come in? You know, what payments do I need to make? And then I set it up and automate it so it happens without me. And then I spend any time I have left over learning something new about money. And that 1 hour that I did in my own life, all of a sudden I became completely on top of my finances because most people only get to their money when they have a bill to pay or when they don't have any money. And that's when they only think about it. But when you are consciously on top of your money, you spend 1 hour a week of doing it, the results can be absolutely phenomenal. The ripple effect of that one habit is critical. And a lot of my students who do that will absolutely attest to that. And so that's a very, very powerful one for me.
That's excellent. Yeah, I think that's key and fundamental. And once you get this habit right personally, it's easy to be able to apply it to property investing as well too.
When I'm learning about money, I'm talking about I might be learning around property investing and, I'm looking at my portfolio, I'm managing it, I'm learning something new. And, that's really critical. And the second habit was that I always schedule 30 minutes. I live a pretty busy life, I always schedule 30 minutes of directed reading and direct learning every single day. And the more that we can read, the more that we can learn. And a lot of people get overwhelmed thinking if they've got a book in front of them, they have to read the whole thing or anything. But if you break it down into small little chunks of 30 minutes a day, then of listening to a podcast like this or YouTube videos or reading a book, that's been another fundamental habit that is really the ripple effect of which has been huge in my life.
On recommending books to read or to listen to, he names some of the most valuable resources of information which have resonated with him.
One of my favourite books is by Paulo Coelho called The Alchemist. It's definitely one of my favourite books about so much around the journey of life and finding purpose. I'm literally standing in front of my bookshelf right now, which is kind of big. It's one of my favourite places in the house is my bookshelf. So The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho is definitely a major one for me. It's something I really, really love, and I've listened to it and read it over and over and over again.
Any podcast would you recommend to listen to or anything, or even any of your books that you'd like to share with listeners as well to check out?
So what everyone has to understand is, so my journey has seen me go from, in the health, very much fully in the health space, then into the business space, then into the wealth space. And as I've progressed and grown as an individual, it has gone from wealth and starting to, go into the spirituality side of things and masculine and feminine and a whole different side of things. So what people will, if anyone that comes to my events or hears anything about me, they know that I'm about so much more than just property. You know, to me, property and career building wealth is a pathway to be able to go and free people so they can actually lift their head and look for some greater meaning in life and what and be able to live the life they want. So when I talk about some of these books, they will resonate with some people, that won't with others. I'm a big fan of Wayne Dyer, big fan of his work that he does. That, you know, he passed away very recently, unfortunately, great loss to the world, but a big fan of him. Jim Rowan, you know, his YouTubes and his audio collections, I'm a massive fan of as well. You know, Tony Robbins' mentor. So I'm a big fan of both those. I've definitely spent a lot of time listening and learning from those guys. Robin Sharma is certainly someone I respect greatly. And, you know, I listen to a lot of his stuff on an ongoing basis. Yeah, I could go on and on, you know. Demartini, I think, is amazing. There's a lot of people I could really talk to that really help move your life to the next level.
Through experience with personal development, Polky has learned that everything is interconnected.
What I've learned over the time is that you will never out-earn yourself. That's what I've learned over time, right? So you're never going to out-earn who you are on the inside, and that's a big secret. So when I talk about this personal development stuff and transformation work, all of this helps your wealth. You know, every bit of this is related. You know, making money is never just about the property or anything like that. It's about every area of your life, because your health and energy helps your wealth. Your mindset helps your wealth. Your ability to create extra income streams helps your wealth. Like, it's all interrelated to me, and it's really about the whole life concept. So you'll never out-earn yourself.
Polky also shares the best way that you can connect with him. If you get a chance, you can also check out some of his events.
Come and connect with me on Facebook. So if you just search, I'm the only only Todd Polky that exists in Australia, I think, in the world. So TODDPOLKE. Come and connect with Viera. I certainly share a lot of real estate stuff on there. And or definitely come along to the Thrive Property website, which is my company, thriveproperty.com.au, which is the reason it's called Thrive. It's all about using property investment as that vehicle to be able to thrive in life. So, definitely come along and connect. I would love to see you today, or love to connect with you on Facebook or social media. And, I love connecting with people who really want to take their lives to the next level.
Thank you to Todd Polky, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar Todd Polky and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send out exclusively via email, you can text me your email address to 04998810 40 to subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors, where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, their strategies, and much more. Simply text me your email address to 04998810 40 to get your free case studies. Thanks for listening.